麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you joined us for this second in a series of messages entitled God Talk.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，我们今日呢是第二讲的上帝话。
One of the most difficult experiences for parents to experience is when their child is taunted because he is different.
最让父母感到难堪的事情的其中之一呢，就是他们的子女因为跟其他人不同而被人笑，被人挑人。
In fact, this is the primary reason why so many parents go to a great length to ensure that their children fit in.
实际上这个就是为什么作为父母的总是想方法要让他的子女融入去到群体里面。
They will buy expensive clothes so that the child does not look different.
为了避免他们的子女看来跟其他人不一样，他们不单止去用钱去买很多贵的衣服。
They will pay any amount of money so that the child is not left out.
他们更加愿意是给很多很多的钱，让到自己的子女不至被人排斥。
Somehow, we have begun to believe the idea that different is bad.
今日很多的时候我们相信不同就是不好。
We mistakenly believe that different is unhealthy or psychologically damaging or undesirable.
我们误以为与众不同就意味着不健康，心理有问题，所以不受欢迎。
Many people live in slavery today.
但是我想告诉你，这个是因为今天很多人好像奴隶这样生活。
You say, we have no slavery these days.
可能你说今天根本都没有奴隶制度，我们都自由啊。
But the truth is, we do.
但是个问题，个事实就是我们的确是被奴役着。
We are enslaved to conformity.
原来我们被一致性去奴役啊，我们要跟人看齐。
We are enslaved to the latest fads and fashions.
我们被潮流所奴役着，我们一定要追逐潮流。
We are enslaved to what others think of us.
原来我们被其他人的看法也都奴役着。
We are terrified of being different.
我们好怕跟其他人不一样。
One of the biggest lies that Satan has told us is that different is bad.
撒旦告诉我们，其中一个最大的谎言就是不同等于不好。
Yet different is the name of God.
但是我想告诉你，原来上帝的名就是不同。
Different is what distinguishes God from humanity.
正正就是这样的不同，决定了上帝和人的不同。
Different is what God wants everyone who belongs to his son Jesus Christ to be.
上帝亦都希望每一个属于耶稣基督的人都要不同。
By now, I'm sure some of you are saying, where did you get different as one of the names of God?
我想现在有些听众朋友会问，你究竟在哪里听到上帝的名叫做不同啊？圣经都没有写。
In the last message, we saw that God's sovereignty is the hub around which all of his attributes revolve.
在上次的信息里面，我讲过上帝的主权就是所有其他属性的轴心。
Closely connected to God's sovereignty is God's holiness.
而跟上帝的主权息息相关的就是上帝的圣洁。
Okay, you may say, but where did you get different?
好，你可能会这样说，但是不同这个名字又在哪里出来的呢？
Oh, I want to answer that question.
现在我就要去回答你的问题了。
The word holiness or holy is a misused and misunderstood word.
我想话俾你听，圣洁或者嗰个圣啊，即系圣人圣洁嗰个圣啦，系经常会喺我哋嘅教会嗰度被误用咗嘅。
We think of holy or holiness in terms of saints who have accomplished certain things in life.
讲到圣。这个圣洁的圣啊，这个字啊，很多时候呢，我们会想到那些很伟大的圣徒，他们曾经在教会里头所做出的贡献啊，还有他们对上帝那种的追随和爱慕。
People even call religious leaders holy people.
今日有很多人甚至将教会的领袖称为圣人。
We have even subconsciously graded holiness on the scale of 1 to 10.
我哋下意识咁样呢，係将圣洁分做唔同嘅等级嘅一到十分咁样嘅。
Some may score 2 or 3 and others 4 or 5.
差啲嗰啲可能2分、3分啦，普普通通係4分、5分咁啦。
And then we think of God as a perfect 10 on the scale of holiness.
咁呢，对我哋嘅上帝嚟讲呢，佢实喺圣洁呢个项目攞晒10分满分嘅。
We think of God as the perfection of what is good in people.
所以我们看上帝就是人心目中那个至善至美的典范。
But when you let God speak for himself,
但是如果你叫上帝去描述自己的话呢?
His holiness cannot even be placed in the same scale as human goodness.
你就会发现原来上帝的圣洁是根本不能够用人的善恶标准来衡量的。
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. 1 Samuel 2 verse 2.
原来只有耶和华是圣洁的，除他以外是无可比的。这个是撒母耳记上2:2的说话。
Isaiah 40:25 tells us,
而以赛亚书40:25是怎样的呢?
To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One?
唯一的至圣者说,你们将哪个和我比较,叫我和他平排相等呢?
In fact, God's holiness is totally different from human goodness.
事实上,上帝的圣洁是完全不同于人的善良的。
Oh, different. Here is that word again.
嗱，喺呢度就再次出现唔同嘅呢个字啦。
In fact, the Greek word for holy is hagios.
喺希腊文里面，圣洁呢个字叫做 hagios.
And the root meaning of the word hagios is different.
Hagios 呢个字呢，喺希腊文里面呢，就系唔同嘅意思。
It can mean being set apart.
我们可以将它翻译成为分别出来。
It can mean being set aside.
或者翻译成为独树一帜。
It can mean being transformed.
亦都可以理解成为焕然一新。
But above all, when you say God is holy, it means that he is very different.
总而言之，当我们说上帝是圣洁的，这样就是说他是与众不同，独一无二的。
He cannot be compared to anything or anyone.
我哋任何人同埋任何事都唔可以同佢相比啊。
He cannot be placed side by side with anything or anyone.
任何人同埋事都唔能够同上帝去相提并论。
He is totally different.
佢系完全唔同噶。
And that is why different is good.
因此呢，唔同系一件好事嚟嘅。
In fact, God said that he wants his children to be different as he is different.
事实上，上帝要他的儿女和这个世界是有分别，因为他是独一无二的。
Listen to 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
请你去听帖撒罗尼加前书4:3.
This is the will of God for you, your sanctification.
上帝的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
Let me rephrase this.
意思就是说,
For this is the will of God for you that you will be different.
上帝的旨意就是要你和这些世人有所分别。
You say different from what?
喂，你说有什么不同先?
Different from immoral people.
道德上面要和他们有分别。
The rest of the verse explains it by saying that we must abstain from immorality.
这一节的后半句呢, 就清晰告诉我们, 我们要逃避淫乱的行为。
God's holiness means God's difference from the immorality of the world.
我们要知道, 原来上帝的圣洁, 告诉我们, 他的道德标准和这个世界的道德标准是不同的。
For God to be different from humanity means that he is different in his purity.
上帝和人间的道德规范是截然不同，因为他是圣洁无瑕的。
He is different in his righteousness.
上帝的公义和正直和这个世界的要求不一样的。
He is different in his inability to look upon sin.
他对罪的态度也是和这个世界截然不同的。
He is unable to ignore sin.
他一定不会以有罪的人为无罪的。
He has to condemn and judge sin.
在他面前，犯罪的人就一定要受到刑罚和受到审判。
A friend of mine asked me recently,
近期我有一个朋友是这样问我的,
Have you ever thought about what would happen to humanity if God manifested his holiness in the world?
你有没有想过如果上帝完全去显示他的圣洁的话, 这个世界上面的人会怎样呢?
I said, yes, we would have nothing left but ashes.
我说,我想过的, 那个时候呢,我相信呢,我们所有人都会灭亡,剩下就是尘啊,灰啊,这样咯。
And that is precisely why the world is enraged at God's difference.
因此,就是上帝的超然的圣洁,是激怒了这个罪恶的世界。
The world wants a God who is like them.
这个世界上面的人根本就喜欢一个和他们一样的上帝而已。
They want a God whom they can manipulate.
最重要呢,一个上帝是听他们使的。
They want a God who can endorse their sinful lifestyle.
他们希望有一个能够认可他们罪恶生活的上帝。
They want a God who is not wholly different.
他们不希望有一个所有事情都和他们不一样的上帝。
And that is why the rage against the holy God is reaching a fever pitch.
正因为这样,他们对这位圣洁的上帝怀怒在心,很憎他。
And why is that?
为什么会发生这样的事呢?
Because God's holiness, God's difference, condemns their guilty consciences.
因为上帝的圣洁,上帝的独一无二,是判断了他们被罪污染的良心。
Secretly, inside their hearts, they feel God's condemnation of their sin.
其实,在他们的内心深处,是明明知道上帝已经定了他们的罪。
And they think that by removing Christ and Christianity, they can remove God's condemnation of their sin.
他们以为只要搞定了耶稣基督,搞定了基督教,他们就可以搞定他们罪恶的刑罚。
But the only way to remove God's condemnation of sin is through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ.
殊不知,唯一能够搞定他们的罪恶,免去上帝审判的唯一方法,就是靠着上帝的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血。And
so, my friend, when you obey the will of God in your life, you become different.
亲爱的朋友,所以你今日如果愿意去听从上帝的旨意的话,你就不同了。
And make no mistake about it, different is not always popular.
但是我要预先跟你讲一句，就是说你成为一个不同的人的时候，可能人家不喜欢你。
When you behave differently,
当你在行为上面你是不同的话，
you will lead some to Christ.
你可能能够带领其他人信主。
And at the same time, you will receive the anger and disgust of others.
不过与此同时，你亦都会遭受到其他人一啲嘅愤怒或者厌弃。
Let me explain how this works in our daily life.
所以让我同你讲下，究竟喺我哋现实嘅每日生活里面，点样去实际运作。
When you choose to forgive the one who hated you,
当你去愿意饶恕嗰啲得罪你嘅人嘅时候
，you are imitating your Lord.
你是效法主耶稣的榜样。
And that makes you different.
这件事就让你与众不同了。
When you choose not to speak ill of others or gossip or backbite,
当你决定不在其他人背后说三道四批评论断的时候，
you are imitating your Lord.
你就是效法主的榜样。
And that makes you different.
这个就是你怎样与众不同。
When you say no to friends who are doing the wrong things,
当你不随从你身边的朋友去做坏事的时候，
and you get taunted in this process,
你就会受到他们的嘲笑。
You are an imitator of your Lord.
但是你是在这里效法主。
And that makes you different.
这个就让到你同其他人唔同啦。
My listening friend, this difference is far from being bad. It is God honoring.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，唔同唔单止系远离恶事，而更加系对上帝嘅尊重。
And this way of being different will bring God's blessing on your life.
而勇于不同系会带嚟上帝所赐俾你嘅生命之福啊。
Isaiah the prophet probably was like most Christians.
先知以赛亚就好似大部分嘅基督徒一样。
He probably was feeling good about what he was doing for God.
佢觉得自己系为上帝做咗一啲嘅工作而满足。
And then God took him into His presence.
但系有一日，上帝将佢带到去荣耀嘅宝座面前。
And he gave him a revelation of himself.
上帝向他彰显自己的荣耀。
A revelation of his holiness.
上帝让他看到上帝自己的圣洁。
And when Isaiah came face to face with God's holiness,
当以赛亚面对面见到上帝的圣洁的时候，
it knocked him on his face.
让到以赛亚自己冇可能唔俯伏在地上面。
Let us read about this experience with Isaiah in chapter 6, verses 1 to 8.
让我们一起来看下以赛亚书6章1至8节。以赛亚书6章1至8节。在圣经里头，以赛亚是经历了跟上帝去见面的机会。在乌西亚王他逝世的那一年，以赛亚我见到主，他坐在他高高的宝座上面，他的长袍覆盖了整个圣殿。在他周围有天使站在那里，每一只天使都有六只翼的，两只遮住块面，两只遮住他的身体，两只拿来飞。他们彼此这样呼应说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，耶和华万军的统帅，他的荣光充满天地。他们的呼喊声震动了整个圣殿的地基，圣殿被烟雾充满。我说，大件事了，我要灭亡了，我有祸了，因为我的嘴唇不洁，亦都住在嘴唇不洁的人民当中。况且我仲亲眼见到我嘅君王耶和华就系万军嘅统帅啊！于是有一个六翼嘅天使向我飞嚟，拎住一个火钳，夹住喺祭坛上面燃烧住嘅热炭。佢将嗰个火炭呢就掂我嘅嘴唇，佢就话： 这个红炭已经掂了你的嘴唇，你的过犯就要被消除，你的罪恶就要被赦免。跟住我听到主话，我可以打发哪个呢？哪个肯为我们去传话呢？我就答话，主啊，请差遣我。
This is a rare and awesome picture of what we cannot see here on earth.
我想告诉你，这幅是在这个世界上面是看不到而且大而可畏的景象。
This is a picture of what's going on in heaven.
这个是描述了在天上面的一个场景。
Before the holiness of God, even angels are awestruck.
在上帝的圣洁面前，连天使都要恐惧战惊。
Angels are bowing down in worship.
天上的使者都要俯伏敬拜。
Angels who are untainted by human sin stand in holy fear and reverence of God's holiness.
天使是没有受到这个人类的罪恶污染的，但是他们同样是恐惧战惊，敬畏圣洁的上帝。
And when confronted by the holiness of God, Isaiah fell on his face.
而在上帝的圣洁面前，以赛亚只能俯伏在地上。
When Isaiah was confronted by the holiness of God, he lost all thought of self-importance.
当以赛亚面对上帝的圣洁的时候，他不再以为自己有什么了不起了。
He fell on his face and said, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips and live among people of unclean lips.
他说大件事了，我大祸了又，因为我要灭亡了，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人民当中。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我要问你。
Does coming before the holiness of God in worship strike you with an overwhelming sense of unworthiness and gratitude?
当你敬拜这位圣洁的上帝的时候，你有没有想过自己都是极其不配，同埋有无限的感恩？
If not, then you probably do not know the holy God.
假如不是这样的话，你应该呢，还未认识这位圣洁的上帝。
In fact, it was Isaiah's brokenness and recognition of his impurity before God that caused the angel to take a burning coal and place it on his lips.
正因为以赛亚认识到在上帝面前自己是几咁嘅污秽，几咁嘅肮脏，于是他完全谦卑自己，于是天使就拿住红炭来洁净他的嘴唇。
And then and only then could Isaiah be commissioned by God to speak for God.
只有到达这个地步，上帝才能够差遣以赛亚，让到以赛亚成为传递上帝话语的人。
The problem with so many of us today is that we think that once we become saved, that's the end of the matter.
今天很多基督徒错误地认为你得救了，搞定。
But that's not true.
但是这个并不是事实啊。
This would be like having a baby and then saying, okay,Now that baby is here, we can leave him alone.
这个就好像你生了个仔之后，你就跟他说，哎呀，仔，我生了你下来了，之后你自己搞定自己啦。
No.
不得的。
The baby has to grow.
小朋友要成长。
The baby has to learn.
小朋友要学嘢。
And the baby has to go through stages.
小朋友要经历他人生的各个阶段。
And if you are not growing in holiness and understanding of God's holiness,
如果你不能够在上帝的圣洁里头学习渐渐成熟起来，
then you are missing out on the most important part of the Christian life.
你属灵的生命就会缺乏最重要的部分。
Now, I don't say this with glee, I say that from personal experience.
我不是随便说的，而这个正正就是我自己个人成长的经历。
Christians who stop growing in holiness and righteousness,
一个不在圣洁和公义上面追求长进的基督徒。
Christians who stop trying to be different from the world,
一个不跟世人有分别的基督徒。
They are like a sealed bottle that is sitting under a waterfall.
佢哋就好似一个放喺瀑布下面，但系封咗樽盖嘅樽一样。
Not a drop of the mighty volume of water will ever get inside of them。
虽然嗰个瀑布好劲咁样不断冲落去，会浸过个樽，但系一滴水都唔会入到个樽。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to ask you this。
亲爱嘅听众朋友，作为结束呢，我好想问你
：Are you a sealed bottle bobbing up and down in the floods of God's grace？
你系咪一个封咗口嘅樽，系不断漂浮喺上帝恩典嘅洪流里面呢
？And none of God's grace is going inside of you。
可惜冇一滴水，冇一滴恩典洪流嘅任何部分能够进入你嘅生命里面。
Are you so afraid of being holy and different that you have been going through all the religious motions and actions falsely?
你是不是害怕保持圣洁，与其他人不同，让到你信仰的生活只能够虚有其表呢？
Has your sin and your lack of holiness sealed you so that the grace of God is not able to flow through your life?
是不是你的罪和不洁的生活将你的心塞住了，甚至不让到上帝的恩典通过你的生命流露出来呢？
It is my prayer that as you comprehend the holiness of God, you will come to him.
我的祷告就是希望你能够真正了解上帝的圣洁，并且来亲近他。
I pray that you will come to him not with a condescending attitude,
我希望你来到上帝的面前的时候，不是带着一种高傲的态度。
I pray that you will come to him in awe and humility.
而是来到上帝面前，带着一颗谦卑，带着一颗敬畏的心。
Awe of the one who made it possible for us to come to him.
敬畏那位，让我们能够亲近他的至圣者。
Awe of the one who dearly paid for your sin.
敬畏那位为我们付清所有罪债的耶稣基督。
And say to him,
并且跟他这样说，
Lord Jesus, I want to conform to your image.
主耶稣基督，我愿意效法你的榜样。
Lord Jesus, I want to live differently from the world.
主耶稣，我要过一个分别为圣的生活。
Lord Jesus, I want to be holy just like you are holy.
主耶稣基督，我要追求圣洁，因为你都是圣洁的。各位听众朋友，在今日的信息里头，希望大家都是记得我们要追求圣洁。人生是在很多的阶段里头，在这个世界有很多的污染，很多的难关，很多的挑战，但是我们要勇于保持不同。保持不同的方法就是靠住我们的主，靠住我们的上帝，我们就可以活出一个不同的生命。很多时候这个世界有很多东西引诱我们去跟随的，买时装，去追流行，去人地这做，我们这做。但是你属于耶稣基督之后，我们要问在这个情景里头，耶稣会怎做，耶稣会想我们怎做，这个反而是我们要问的东西。耶稣如果今日同样面对你的困境的时候，耶稣会怎么做呢？这个就是你行出圣洁的第一步了。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。